Welcome to the Destruction Podcast. It is 11 November 2012. We have just finished observing the ceremonies in Ottawa for the soldiers of World War II and World War I. And we're ready to play Axis and Allies Global 1940.
Yes.
My name is David Hayes.
Rayman.
My name is David Hayes.
Muggsyman.
And Rayman.
And Rayman.
And we are the Allies in Global.
That's right. I'm the Axis.
And hopefully we will prevail, as did our
real life counterparts in real life. But you won't, because now I am Hitler and Hirohito. And the Duce. Il Duce. All right. We're adding one modification this year to this game. I recently purchased some self-propelled artillery from Historical Board Gaming, painted them up for each nation, and we're going to add those to the game.
Do they look awesome?
Right, yep. Russia's got Katyushas. The Allies all have the German one, and the Allies all have the whatever the fuck it's called. I think it's the American version. Came in the Allied supplement set, I think. And the German one is from the Axis Minor set. The self-propelled artillery, you'll notice in the box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to be putting them up for 5 IPCs each.
A think stick?
Yes. So they're $5 each.
Oh.
They move two, and they boost the infantry the same as an artillery does. They're $1 more. Take a look in your box.
$2. See them. Yes, I've seen them. I understand what you're saying.
They're $1 more than regular artillery. And they move too. We're just fucking around. We're going to give it a shot and see how it goes.
Run that by me again, dude?
No. Listen back to the recording.
What are $2 more?
They're not $2 more. Where are you getting $2 more from? They're $1 more than regular artillery.
Okay.
They're $1 less than tanks.
Okay, move good.
They're $5.
$5.
Two. They're not on the board, so don't look at the board. They're in your box.
I'm looking for them.
You didn't put any into the setup, but you can buy them starting first round. Speaking of buying...
So they
are you talking about these fashionable beauties?
And they work the same as an artillery, except they move two. Yes.
Those are beauties.
Clear as mud.
Clear as mud.
That pret's rather spicy.
Your mom's rather spicy. That wasn't a nice thing to say.
If you mean in personality, then perhaps, yes.
And yeah, you better not be talking about taste, motherfucker, because I will end your
life. I was just letting you know.
Yes.
Okay. It's a spicy lady.
Spicy lady. <energy. laughs>
Okay, there you go. I'll just let you think about that purchase for a little while. Pretty standard for Germany, buying an aircraft carrying a minor factory.
Minor factory, eh?
Saving $2. Well, the minor factory isn't standard, but the aircraft carrier is.
Yeah, what's going on with the minor factory?
It's going a little...
I'm buying it, dude.
It's going a little...
Where do you think it's going?
You'll see where it's going.
I think I know where it's going.
During place units phase.
Not normal.
You wouldn't put it here, because here is in, you know, Poland.
Oh, I might.
It's too close. You might put in Hungary, because Bessarabia is a piece of shit sliver that doesn't count for anything. You can get through it quick.
Nice speculation on your part. Okay, I'm going into France with the purple pawn.
And you can still reach Belarus from Romania. Or Hungary. Romania is not a bad idea either, right next door to Bessarabia.
You know what sucks? It took us a fucking hour to set this shit up, and now I'm fucking moving it all.
Just set it up over in a pond.
It won't move itself.
Yeah, but you're not always bringing the same thing into France. Minus one or two guys sometimes. I don't know.
Do you believe I had 62s and I only hit 8 times?
Yeah, but you're probably on fucking, like you said,
fairly. No. I don't play with...
Glue. You don't play with glue? Me neither, man.
You were probably on glue.
You know what, sometimes that thing just really fucks you. That rolling thing.
Look at that, yeah, that's sweet.
Talk about it.
Two of these infantry are going to go into Normandy. We got Passchendaele on in the background. You guys discuss strategy while I do my move, so the listeners are not.
Strategy is to roll more ones than you do.
That's a good strategy. Unfortunately, that's where the infantry there went.
So, the more
that's
ones I have,
game changers luck sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying I came in with 60 infantry and artillery and only hit 8 times.
Well,
come on!
Only if you had a mitt full of those dice for real.
I'm fucking crushed, especially with my original Axis and Allies 1984 dice.
Italian planes, I love them. You said there was an addition to the... Oh, I see, as a purchase and everything. There's a lot of new pieces as well.
Oh, that's a great looking board. You people should see it. Dave will take pictures.
Strategy.
The sausage.
I'm going into Yugoslavia.
This game is
hoping I don't kill you all in one shot so I can fucking retreat to Romania.
Going into war.
Want to trade right now, Mike? Before we roll, don't you? Or do you want to just play whoever we want?
I'm sure this
right. Want to switch sides? Yeah. I'm going to go over a smoke. Want to switch sides?
I don't think that would work to an advantage by any means.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Nick. I think I might have forgot a couple of this.
No, it would not.
France has no artillery.
The best way to play is by yourself.
I don't know. Dave and I feel play together quite well.
Okay, these graders.
Yeah, you guys play well.
To go into France instead.
Well, France. Okay.
I gotta make sure.
And you're going to where, you said? You want to hit me all at once? So you can
I want to hit Yugoslavia, but not kill all of you.
And oh, I see what
retreat
you're saying.
To Romania.
So that Italy can finish the job.
Right. And I can get everybody from here, boom. Quickly over to.
That's a good job.
It's kind of a cheating bullshit move, but it's legal.
No,
it's legal.
No, see, this is where I do that sometimes.
This is where Dr. Summerall would come into effect nicely.
Yeah, Dr. Summerall.
I do that sometimes as well, but sometimes it really fucks you when you actually win. When you win.
Oh, when you win, yeah.
You're like, well, ah.
Then I just say, fuck it, I'm grabbing all the points. Italy's on their own.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm playing Italy too.
Yeah, just start peeling the guys out of France and putting them somewhere they're easier to take.
All right, fair enough.
Then you're moving them twice. They'll have shiny helmets.
I'll just put them up in 121.
I'd like to see this movie from the beginning.
No, you wouldn't. The beginning's boring as fuck.
Didn't you hear
it? I like boring movies.
Where did my infantry go?
Oh, there you go. Second half of this is good when he gets shipped back to France.
I'm sure.
The first half sucks.
Well, the first half
this
is probably
all
that
script. Fucking love story bullshit. This is what happens in Canada, and they throw a little politics in. Nobody cares about World War One in Canada.
Oh, bullshit, Canada.
Yeah, I love Canada, but fuck. Get back to France. Bombs and shit. People dying. All right. I'm such
That's Remembrance Day talk yeah. for you, atta boy.
I want to see people die. I don't want to remember the people that live.
The opposite of it.
Yes, people, send your hate mail to @Dicestruction on Twitter. Dicestruction@gmail.com.
What's our mission, Muggsy?
Mission Muggsy. I don't know, man. You know, we got to win, so.
I never said my dice box
us.
Up. This is crazy.
This.
What?
Are you going to leave a frontier? Are you going to move those guys back? Are you going to bring out support anywhere?
No, they're just going to hightail it back.
Are they?
Yeah.
You're going to let them have that?
If he attacks, I get those 6 guys, and then I'm moving.
Are we doing developments today, guys?
Be nice to see a bunch of shit be there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I come back this way, and then that's this way. It's...
Yes, developments would be fun.
Right. We'll have to put it down there, but...
You want to try cards?
No, not
global
cards.
With cards.
Hey, we played a good game. You know the old scientist way that my dad played? I told
you
about it
in
the email.
Yeah.
We played that and cards, and you only got a free card every round. I don't know if I explained the details.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
We didn't buy any, couldn't buy them.
You can't buy them, you have to take one.
That was a good game.
What's that?
That was fun.
Dead destroyer.
Miss.
Oh, you
already started
rolling.
2 out of 3?
Yeah, it's luck.
Where are you going?
Here.
Sorry, yeah.
That was a sub hit.
Oh, sub hit?
Yeah.
I hit
well, you got a destroyer, so I'm sorry. You got me?
Yeah.
Alright, take some off.
Two and a three?
Where?
I got a two and a three.
Go. Yeah, no, I got a roll. Two twos, a three, and two fours up there.
Oh, you got
the oh, do you want to scramble? You can scramble your Scotland fighter.
I'm not going to scramble any fighter.
Okay. A three. Hit. And two fours.
Why wouldn't you scramble? They roll a twos, don't they?
They're better on defense.
They roll a fours. For defense.
They're better on defense on the land.
Oh, you're doing a double battle. He's, okay.
Yeah. Two and a three. One hit. You got me both?
Yep.
Obby.
Now, the big one. You got three guys you can send up if you want.
Yeah.
Dave, correct here, I'm on a limit at 10 or 3?
10.
Major. 10, okay.
Yeah, you can only put three in Anzac.
Yeah, because that's minor. A minor, yeah, right. Yeah.
Muggsy's deciding to scramble. I've got two fighters, two TAC bombers, two regular bombers, and a battleship going in on two cruisers, a French cruiser and a British cruiser. Should he scramble? It'll give him a chance to take out some fucking Luftwaffe.
Yeah.
You always want to kill a Luftwaffe.
Yeah, but
they're expensive to replace.
Yeah, but they're three fours on the fucking ground, man, if he comes in.
He's worried about
losing them all?
Sea lion.
Sea lion.
Yeah, but you're going to replace shit.
I'm not going to replace fighters. I'm not going to replace...
I know, but that's next turn.
I don't know, man. It's a pretty even
can't
fight if I throw my fighters up. That's the thing.
You have nothing to do a block and cock with.
Nothing. No, that's what I mean.
No.
Well, you know what, man?
I mean, I can go one, two, three. I can throw... But he can... Yeah, I can throw my...
If my battleship's cruiser. Not there.
Up there, yeah, if I was to win. He's talking about a block, possible if I win, throw a block.
Oh, the block.
I throw a 91. From 91, I can throw a cruiser up into 110 or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
You should be able to block there, 112
that's
even, maybe.
If,
one,
that's,
two, three.
He'll probably keep his battleship till the end, and I'll be dead if I throw all the fighters. And even if that happens, he just can still come in with his carrier and fighters that he has left, take out the cruiser, and he would lose.
Okay, so you're sitting with two threes right now?
Yeah, he's defending with
three threes. Three fours, you've got...
Yeah, he's going to take you out.
Two threes, three fours.
You know, you might even miss one. You might get one three.
Two threes, three fours either way.
The only benefit for you to bring up guys is to kill planes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Or...
All right, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah, bring them up.
All of them?
Yeah.
All three? Okay.
Good man.
All right, so I've got...
Chance.
It's a fair... It's an even fight, I think, except for the one hit on the battleship.
Two threes.
Well, you gotta think he doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah, but...
And if he doesn't want
I'm
you
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what I would do if...
Five fours. Missed one. I got six hits.
Fours. You have five fours.
Battleship, two tactical bombers with the fighters and two regular bombers.
Oh, I didn't see these bombers.
I didn't see those either. I thought they were in Norway.
No!
I mean, I thought they were
how many hits did you get? I just see a bunch
six.
Of
they're
six
done.
Hits.
Oh, you're pretty. Two threes, obviously. Two hits.
Okay.
Then you killed one plane.
I lose a tactical bomber.
Obviously, my own fault.
Not only that, but, well.
No. There's no not onlys.
Would you like to not scramble?
I would have liked to not scramble.
Good. You didn't know the bombers were in there?
No, I didn't know. I thought they were here, and I was thinking, well,
you missed
that.
With your threes?
Yeah.
Put your fighters back on the board and I'll keep my tactical bomber.
Alright.
You didn't see the Heinkel 111s coming in there. They do kind of look like they were in...
I thought they were in Denmark, to be honest with you.
They wouldn't have been in Denmark. I just didn't even...
Yeah, I didn't even think.
I didn't even see them.
You should leave it the way it is.
That's what I said. It would have been a fair fight.
Put your fighters back. You wouldn't have scrambled if you knew that.
Either that or redo the whole thing.
It would have been a fair fight.
Five fours.
It would have been a fair fight either way, I would have thought, but it would... Because with those bombers, it wouldn't have...
No.
My fault. Your mistake.
That's right.
All right. So we're giving you back your fighters. But you missed me and all my shit lives. Happily. Not even a damaged battleship.
Damaled.
Okay, I got a one and two twos in Normandy. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Snipers in round one, the artillery didn't work.
You got one.
I got 2 twos. Miss.
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 Hit.
Fuck.
You.
2 on a 2. This is no good.
Come on. Beau.
Ah, I lost in Normandy.
The clean dice are rolling well.
Damn French live. Okay.
Doesn't really mean anything.
Well, it means $3 less for me and not having that factory for next round. Fucking terrible. Why didn't I bring more guys in there? Hopefully.
That's true. Friends.
Purple.
You didn't see that he was rolling well. Redo it.
Yeah. Put your guys back. You rolled too good. Okay.
Oh, you had an artillery there?
3 ones. Yeah, I had.
No, I'm talking to...
Oh, there.
Never mind. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know where you are. I'm caught up.
Good luck.
Okay. 3 ones. We're going into France
Normandy.
Now.
Sorry. Normandy. We just did that bad. Great.
4 twos. Oh, fuck. 4 more 1s. I forgot the fucking Metcalf.
They don't count then.
I think next year I'm going to go to a service.
6 tanks. In Ottawa?
No. This one local here somewhere. And then play after that.
5. Good idea, because we're fucking disrespectful assholes.
Not really. But we could have been a little more.
Really?
Respectful.
Yeah.
Me wearing a Run DMC shirt and him wearing a fucking G Unit shirt. This.
No,
Muncie's wearing his military uniform. I, of course, was a spy during the war, so I'm wearing my Run DMC shirt.
Who was around?
Run DMC was sperm during World War II.
I was in Baghdad before he was in Dad's bag.
I'm rolling quite awesome.
Yeah, you are, man. Keep rolling.
No, this is France. This is rollover state.
Fun to kill shit.
Are you ready for beer?
Yes, it is fun to kill shit.
2 threes. Hit!
I'll take 4. One.
I got yeah, I'm ready.
You'll take one. Oh, what time is it? The offer
time? Go.
One at a time. Go.
Shit, I gotta fucking flip that roast and cover it. Room temperature.
Yeah, man. Can you I take would your definitely dad? Take the beer.
Are you buying beers?
Yeah, I'm taking
5. You got 3?
No, I'm not. You're just... Fucking give me beers all day.
Okay, I just wanted to double check.
What? What do you want? Ideas. Holy man.
Okay, I took my 3 off.
Thank you. I'm gonna need that for my purchase.
Okay, so I got.
I just threw a red chip.
4 ones.
You will need that for your purchase.
Oh, 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 oh.
For all your stupid transports.
4 twos. Let me know when I've killed you all. Not yet, I guess.
Yeah, you're not dead yet. Oh, wait.
6 threes.
I still got a 2.
1, 2. Oh, fuck. I missed with all my 3s.
Here, that guy's French.
Except for 2, 2, 4, 6.
Because the box is way over there. Ah, hey.
Killed 6, eat. Yeah, why is there a Russian guy in France?
Hey, shut up.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you agreed. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Oh, there's 6 fucking American fighters in France, too.
Yeah.
2 threes.
Boxcars!
Oh, that was very dangerous.
Dangerous dice roll.
You got me once?
Let's get dangerous.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get beer like really soon.
Yeah, we will, don't worry.
Hey,
I'm starting to panic. What do you need?
French box.
French box. What? French box.
French box.
French.
Oh, there's a beer here for me.
Oh, that's too bad you didn't even get to.
Okay, I'll take that $19 now.
I think you'll notice if we put that
it's only
there.
12.
It's 19, actually.
Is it? That's right. I forgot to click.
And are you guys going to fucking mark your fucking scoreboard or what?
No, you are. You're right there, Dave. You want me to...
I don't know what your dollar amounts are.
You oh, well, I'll tell you right now. 52. 52 for the States.
I'm lying, actually. 52 for the States.
19 for France, which is now down to...
Do my fucking own.
All.
France is down to... What is that worth? 6?
China, 12.
Oh, France is only worth 4. So now they're down to 15. Where's Ron?
China, 12.
Ron's 18, right?
Ron is 17.
17. China is 12.
Anzac, 10.
Okay, Spartan. Now, so Germany goes up 4. France is down already. I got $19. I got $19. And now we're gonna attack Yugoslavia because the fucking roast is burning. I gotta hurry up.
Five.
Yeah. I got
1, 2, 4, 6, 8.
8 ones. Got one. 4 twos. Oh.
I was gonna just, yeah, you're doing your job well.
3 threes. I got 3 of you.
I got 1 of you.
Okay. Alright, so retreat to Romania.
Oh, wrong pile.
Two guys left, Italy will finish it off. And apparently take fucking Normandy too, because Jesus Christ, holy fuck. What a fucking nut sack kick, I guess. That's what you call that.
All right. Double tap?
Non-combat for Germany.
You can't go out to there.
Canteen.
Against the rule.
Oh, balls.
Oh, man.
One of these tacks has to land here because he only had one left. Everybody else.
Ukraine? Going there. My factory's in Ukraine.
Yeah, you do have an extra factory in Ukraine. There's one in Volgograd as well.
Where?
There's one here. You missed it.
Oh.
You probably missed the placements for that place, too.
I put it the wrong way.
Oh, you put it in Vologda.
Oh. You can't
read.
That's not bad. I don't read. Nutbag.
Nutbag.
Yeah, he's a baisy.
Oh, he's a baisy, builds a boat.
These guys are dead, I believe. Can you take them the fuck off?
Oh, man. More dead guys. Here you go.
Oh.
Promising.
Slovakia.
Unstanced. So what is the results of the battle? France has fallen, handed money over to Germany.
Normandy, he lost terribly because he sucks.
Fucking lost.
Normandy, he did not.
Although, I hit you once, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, take a guy there, dude.
Oh. Promising.
You're a little rough on the guys.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
I think roasting time.
Prep it up, bud.
This guy's dead.
Preppen Sie Deutsch.
So I took that over.
Wagen Sie Preppen Sie?
Wagen Sie Preppen Sie.
No, that's right.
Preppen Sie Cox.
That's it. Is that for getting Normandy? Oh. We're not getting Normandy? That was,
you know,
good
what,
Doggy?
Yeah, this kid moves pretty standard. What the hell are you talking?
Well, I mean, the dice, I mean, we're good.
Except actually, it's not pretty standard. There's a new addition to our little strategic hoojack.
Oh, Italy. Look.
I'm surprised you're letting Italy take the money. Don't you need that $2? You definitely could use this $3 in Normandy, I know.
I wanted them up in Romania more than I wanted the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, especially with your factory in Romania, you know?
Yeah.
That's a cock and two balls.
Okay, so this is dead stuff. All right, Russia, go. I really got to fucking go do that chivy, because now it's probably burning.
I don't know if I can afford to send those guys from Volgograd over.
I will collect my money when I get back.
You hear me?
What's up?
Look at what he did. I don't think you're going over here, Stalingrad, tanks and
anything. No, you can't.
I can't.
No.
No.
Right.
No.
Germany's done. Russia's
right.
Turned.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant to do. Get out of here, Dave. Shut up. Get out of here. Well, we strategize, asshole.
I'm going to go flip your dinner over in the oven.
Oh, yeah?
Just remember that while you're being so mean to me.
You're not getting any potato salad.
I'm eating the beans myself.
Oh, goodness. That'd be terrible. Anyways, as I was saying, Stalingrad. Where I have a minor factory. I think I should upgrade that to a major factory.
That would be smart. Is it a 3?
Yeah. No, shit, I can't. I've had this conversation with Dave several times, and I can't. He can in Romania.
Can you here?
No. That's the thing. I have no opportunity to upgrade anywhere. Even if I bought for Caucasus, even if I bought for anywhere, I can't do it.
Even if you upgraded, and if the miners would at least let you put that, like if it's a 2, you can't do it with a 1. But if it's a 2, at least you could go to 3. You know, that one guy extra, that one tank.
I mean, I have these two factories, but this one won't be mine soon.
Okay, so what I want to know is he cannot attack you, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to have 30 infantry on his front line. Plus, he's got the extra three going down there. You're going to have to buy as many infantry as possible and get them out there as soon as possible. You know what? If you've got four rounds to build a front bigger than him, which means we have to put pressure on the other side of him.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have to buy tanks for in Russia to throw down to Ukraine or throw down to Stalingrad.
Why?
I can't, because infantry, I mean, the first two moves I can, but then I got to start buying tanks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I just max out a fucking as much infantry. Or your best defense next to infantry. You were talking these things? Maybe those things might.
Well, with his fires, maybe.
The big axe on the board.
$5.
Can move in non-combat. They take hits and they're $5 each.
They take one hit and they defend it what?
They don't defend. They just shoot down planes.
That's right.
So if you come in with an infantry on an empty place with just an ACAC, you don't roll. You win.
Okay.
But if you bring a fighter in,
is it destroyed?
Yeah, they don't. You can't capture them.
Similar to a transport at sea.
Right.
Fine. Did you turn the volume down?
Yeah. Okay. We're not listening to the fucking movie.
True.
And it's irritating with the background.
It is. I was going to bring some music today, too. I had a collection of World War II.
That'd be good, because I'm getting sick and tired of Q107's same fucking set list.
You know what? I don't even listen to that station anymore. I go to Giant. I do. I love Giant. Giant's great.
Yeah, except they play an awful lot of really soft fucking shit.
On Sundays they do. That's what's happened. Yeah. I've said to them several times when we listen to music.
But that's okay. That's all right.
And it's like...
This doesn't have to be hard all the time.
Looking at each other.
Yeah.
Don't look too deep into my eyes.
When we were playing, when you didn't show up, we're like, okay.
What were they playing?
Way too... Fucking soft. Elton John and fucking Burton Cummings. John. Yeah, if you're... No, it sucks. And we decided it sucks. So we turned on 103.3 and decided you would fucking hate it on Sundays. I'll put 5 minutes of it on for you later on.
Yeah.
It's fucking death metal.
Yeah.
No. All we're listening to, it was... No, and then the vocalist comes out. We're like, this is awesome, but your fucking dad would not be having this fucking music playing on Sunday.
I'd rather have Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young any day.
Hey, I can't move these into territory that you own the borders of.
You cannot declare war on me.
That's not war, though.
Is it? Yeah, you can go there. If there's.
But if I go in a convoy disruption?
If you're in a convoy zone, you can do that, but you can't disrupt me until we're at war.
So it's useless.
Well, it's not useless.
Useless, I said.
You're in position, punk. You want to be in position.
You're just defending and moving.
All right, I got no combat.
Yeah.
Unless I want to go after this.
Yeah, you might want to consider that.
That's still non-combat. That's,
I could back you up a little bit here.
I want you to get that, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's best for me to do that. I'm kind of moving my guys your way. You'll kind of take over them, but you'll know what we're doing anyway, so that's no big deal.
Yeah, take them over, but you won't be getting that $5 for not having allies in your place.
What? No, I'm not Russia. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay, no, never mind.
I'm not talking about that.
Speculating.
But...
You guys done?
No, I'm not done.
Okay.
What the hell?
Russia? Just checking. Because it's your turn, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm going.
Instead of talking about Britain, why don't you do Russia?
Why don't you shut up?
I'm going to shut up. Right now. It's windy as fuck here in Remembrance Day in Canada. Just so you guys know, it's Veterans Day in the United States. I don't know if y'all know that. Certainly our listeners in America do, and wondering what the fuck we're talking about this Remembrance Day bullshit, because they don't know what Remembrance Day is.
Come on, give us a minute.
Open your eyes, America. We know what your shit is. Learn what our shit is. Stop being so goddamn American. Love America. Hate Americans. That's what Bill Hicks says.
Love America.
I was listening to Bill Hicks last night. He's fucking awesome.
That sounds like a Russian thought.
He's doing a show up in Toronto. And they're calling him Yank, and he's like, I'm not a Yank, I'm from Texas. We're different. Because we kind of call all Americans Yankees up here.
No, the Yankees
But the Yankees in their mind are the Northerners.
That's right, yeah.
He's from Texas. Texas, they're cool. Texans are cool. They're the Canadians of America. Except with guns and anger.
They were the Grays or the Blues? They
That's
were
not the
Grays.
First time I heard that.
Texas? I don't know.
No,
Texas
the South.
Was in
the South
Civil
against
War.
The North.
Yeah, the South was the Grays. The North
That's
was the Blues.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if Texas. I don't know much about the Civil War. I really don't. A lot of people go crazy for Civil War games. I've never played a Civil War game.
Well, I like that 1812 war game that I got. It's called The Birth of America.
You have it?
It's on CD.
Oh, okay, a video game.
But that's the one that I've been trying to, you know, I would like to design a board and play, but...
I can just draw it up, dude.
Yeah, the thing is you need totally different infantry, totally different units. I mean, you're talking, you know, guys are painted, like there's the Irish, there's an Irish division.
Right.
And they help out.
Right.
There's, like, you name it, there's blacks from Africa that are up here fighting. There's, everybody was in that war.
So we just use different infantry. We'd use our
well, no, you'd have
painted guys saying, okay, Germany is the, you know, the Brits would be the Brits, the Anzac would be Canada, whatever, just...
Okay, because what you're working with is, first of all, you need transport wagons. We need little tiny wagons. They represent supply lines.
Mechanized infantry.
Okay.
Or the trucks.
Yeah, you could do that, the trucks.
John.
Hey.
Hey.
Then you'd need little boats for running up the rivers, and the bigger boats that would actually bring the stuff over from England.
Yeah, yeah. So we'd need a different ship.
What's up, Dave?
Oh, well, not much.
You could still go with the... You could call the...
We're playing the big one today.
Cruisers. Or the destroyers. You could use those, but it's not the same. You know, you need...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more... well, it's the same kind of units as that you'd use in the Napoleonic Empire.
Yeah, same era. Exact same era. The same fucking war, except...
And you can get those, you know, the guys that I got, the extra guys I got with the kind of oval base. You can get tons of those guys. You need Indians, actual natives, with the loincloth.
Yeah, you could buy those little packs.
Hey,
like
you know what we were talking about while you were gone? And I think you and I have discussed this before, is... I don't know. This is kind of bullshit that you can't upgrade either one of these factories for Russia.
It is bullshit, but that's still bullshit.
Because it's not a three, right? In Volgograd or in Ukraine.
Right.
Things are looking up.
And now,
on TV out now.
Now with you buying a factory in Romania, I'm surprised you didn't just go with a major.
Couldn't afford it. I need next that aircraft gonna, carrier. Gonna, I can now because I got France money and the rest of it. It cost me an extra $2, but to buy a major factory is $30, and I start with $30. That would have been the only thing I would have bought.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad enough I bought that and an aircraft carrier and no ground units, but that's what I got. Next round, I can pay $20 to upgrade it. So
yeah,
it costs
but you wouldn't be getting all
altogether.
Your sea line.
I won't get 10 guys down there now. Right. I mean, I can because it's only 20.
Isaac and doesn't want to commit.
I'm not going to buy 10 transports, but if I do, I have the option anyway. Leave the option open.
Takes 10 transports.
Maybe. Depends what you buy. If you start fucking around and buying shit for down here,
you
for
know
Britain,
I'm not going to.
You might.
I can't.
You can't until I don't buy my transports. Then you can buy shit for other places.
I guess
you know
that's
what?
The advantage of me going
that's,
next after you because you buy your
right.
transports.
Right. That's my advantage. You don't know what I'm going to buy. If I buy 10 transports, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but you know what? It wouldn't hurt you if you just put your money in one round into infantry. You know that door is closed. Let them try it.
I know,
then,
that's what I'm saying.
Then you can focus in on all your other outside other things.
Shit.
That's what
Shit
I'd
slow.
Say. Yeah. You're not going
to
regret being defensive, ever.
You're doing Russia's turn. You're not attacking me, right? You're in non-combat?
That's right. I've already
I
done
might
my
as well start with Japan's horse shit now.
Yeah, I'm already done my non-com, so whoever's next can get on the court.
Germany.
That's me.
Japan, and then the States. Well, the States is boring. What the fuck? What do you do? Nothing. I'm not at war with anybody.
Do we do our 2 minutes of silence today?
Yeah.
And a boy.
Yeah, we do that every
14 days. You got this for 2 days.
That's us.
I was so respectful, I didn't even put my hat on before.
Oh,
you never wear hats.
To take it off.
Right.
I'm talking about
should
the
should be
respect.
A golf day today. Never mind war.
Yeah. Fuck, it's beautiful. Yeah.
The last one probably we're going to see.
Yeah, no, tomorrow's going to be even warmer.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
A long weekend. Long weekend. What's the Homer say? Don't come in Friday or Monday.
I remember that shift. Yeah. It was a great shift. Mind you, it was 7-3, 7-4, so it was a long week.
Russia's done. They did a whole lot of non-com.
Yeah,
fuck all in the combat.
I know, it's kind of boring, but you're getting ready for
Dave's
it.
Dave's forcing me to go south.
South.
Wondering if I should have moved guys from Leningrad towards Ukraine.
Last week I got this guy at the hospital, an old guy, going out to Chippewa. Anyways, he's like 92 or 93 years old. Eh? And when he come out, he had a beret on. And he had a cap badge, and then another cap badge sewn over top of that. I thought, what the fuck? Who sews one over top of the other? So I said, hey, that's a nice beret. What's up with your beret? How come you got two cap badges? Anyways, we drove out to Chippewa, so we had a long chance to talk. And this guy told me the most incredible story of how he was in the Army, the English Army, in World War II. And he wanted to go into the Air Force. And they said, no, people don't go from the Army to the Air Force. That's just the way it was back then. So he went back a little while later. He says, same thing, I want to go into the Air Force. And they said, guys in the Army don't go to the Air Force. So he waited a little bit, and then he went back in again and talked to the guy again. He says, you're back? He says, what are you doing here? He says, I want to go into the Air Force. He says, we've told you twice, you can't.
He says,
if I can pass the test, can I get in? And their mentality back then was like, you're a fucking grunt, man. You're not going to pass the test. There's trigonometry and shit in the test, right? You grunts are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That's how they used to think. Anyway, so he said he passed the test. He went on to the learning thing. It was a simulator, but it was all a mechanical to get you going.
Yeah.
They got him up in a plane. He flew. He was a good pilot. You know what his mission was?
Was that the glider guy?
That's the glider guy. His job was to take a glider with 31 men in it, fly it at night over Germany, in behind Germany lines, on the other side of the Rhine River, and land this fucking plane in the dark with no lights, a glider, not even, with 31 men in it, and you hear nothing except, like that's all you hear, eh?
Cool.
He says, we landed, and we got out.
He says, You're done.
Anyways, he says, out of 14,000 people, only 2,500 survived. On this one mission. Wow. It was the Battle of Alamar?
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar. I read the thing that he gave you.
Yeah. Anyways, so they were on
the... So expect that piece to come out, Dave.
They were on the ground, right? And they were waiting for their shit, right? Because cargo planes were going to be dropping medical, ammo, and food. They dropped it on the wrong side of the Rhine. The Germans got all the fucking good stuff.
Oh, way to go, Canada. Good job.
No, this is England.
Oh, yeah, even worse.
Anyways, what happened was is the cargo ships were forced off track by defensive fighters, and they thought, well, you know, we're here. We got to drop this shit. They'll get it somehow, and they didn't. So, he said that these things...
It's not like you're just going to turn around, go back home and try it again.
Yeah, we'll go try later. He said that these planes that they were flying in, they were all made of wood, right? So...
The gliders, you mean?
The gliders were all made of wood, yeah. And what it was they converted furniture companies over to build these planes. So these things weren't really that... I mean, the furniture companies just didn't have the...
We got glue.
We got glue and wood and nails and screws, sir.
Yeah.
Good. Build us a fucking...
glider.
Okay, so residential
that's
pants...
That's an interesting term. Story, though, because they're supporting the economy, too, right? Giving the people a job.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sure there wasn't many factories. People buying furniture
that's right.
through that era.
Yeah. Like, they were burning.
What do you
it.
Want to do this weekend? So, you know, no, I don't know. Maybe go buy a new couch. No, you're not. You're like, maybe let's go to the factory, build some bombs or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Only got a couple of fights here for Japan. I'm not declaring war yet.
Oh.
2-1s, 2-2s, and a 3 here in Hunan.
Two ones. I don't like playing against you, dude. You make me nervous.
2-2s. And a 3. Two hits, you're dead. You got 2-2s, China.
Good man. Haven't even warmed up the dice yet. Let's see what they're like. Got one of you. Where are you? Right here? Nope. Right here.
Yeah. Hey, give me that back. And did you roll 3 dice?
Yeah.
Roll them again, you cunt. You got 2 fucking Chinese infantries.
Well, I thought you said I had 3.
I said you have 2-2s.
2-2s. Nothing.
Okay, that's better.
You're a cunt.
Your artillery looked like the American ones, right? These are Japanese artillery. They've been
yeah, I know. I just grabbed
for
the
fucking.
I know.
20 years. Okay.
I know.
That's one for me. Goddamn fucking South Africa.
Don't you love it?
Oh, I fucking hate it.
I'm the only one that doesn't have a big problem with that.
That's you knock it over
you sit
all
in the middle.
The time.
I do. I sit in the middle.
You sit in the middle.
That's where you should be sitting.
That's the belly spot right there, 39. Lay it down.
That's gross.
Lay that down there.
That?
Fucking, yeah. Stop coughing, you piece of shit. All right, here we go. We're in Yunnan.
Stop coughing your piece of shit.
2-1s, 2-2s, and a whole bunch of other dice.
Got a piece of
2-1s.
Shit in my...
2-2s. A bunch of other dice.
Where are you doing?
A 3 and 3 fours.
I got 4-2s. Oh, look at the horned out individual.
I got 3 of you. Yes, you have 4.
There you go.
Oh my god, he hit me 4 fucking times.
Nice. Come on.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's it. That's the end of the war. You're dead.
Oh, you just secured the fucking Burma. That's pretty good, man.
How many times did you hit me there?
Boy, I got 3.
Breast.
You got 3 of me?
Yes.
You live. Fuck, who cares me at 3 of you? Live.
I know.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I'm mad. That's amazing.
Hey, can I go into there?
Yes, of course.
China can go into Burma, and China can go into
Korea. No, I meant UK can come into here.
No, not until
Ron the can war. Go in there.
No, Ron going into there? China is a declaration of war on
liquor
Japan.
Liquor store open there?
How?
I fucking hope it is.
So. I didn't see no sign yesterday.
Yeah. I think they are. They're not usually closed on Remembrance
I don't think they are for Remembrance Day, no. I'm going to put a pawn in fucking King Quangzi because goddamn there's going to be planes up the...
I thought you start with a plane in Formosa.
I do. I used it. One.
Oh, that's...
It's in Quangxi or Quangxi or whatever.
It went 1, 2, 3. It was in this fight, and now it landed there. It's over there now. So I brought the tank and 1 infantry over on this transport. This transport is bringing an infantry and an artillery.
Should have brought a chip.
Yeah, I should have. What the fuck am I doing?
I don't know. I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing, and I don't like
it. Yeah. This one's gonna have to go back home. He's got nobody to pick up.
Until next time, protect your transports.
1, 2. Oh, we don't have a water base or a naval base. Or a water base.
I think I still got one of your books out of the house. Or did you get it back?
Yeah, the 42 instruction book.
Okay.
That's okay. You're never gonna play, are you, John?
Oh, I can't fuck. I got through 8 pages of reading the rules and then I'd stop.
Reading
and by the time I
nothing.
Read them again and fucking...
We told you it was
eight pages. I got the first 8 pages down pat.
I've never read a rule book ever.
No.
No.
He just waits for us to tell him what he's allowed to do.
That's all.
That's all.
And then you remember from
your
there.
Boy brought over Risk the other day.
Yeah.
Good man.
And then they started fighting like little bitches and Mark. That was the end.
Just start
you
something.
Can't do this, you can't do that. Holy, you guys don't know the rules or not?
Mm.
Listen, I'm out.
Yeah, who comes into war if I take Brazil?
Nobody's non-com.
Oh, you can do that in non-combat, but not until you're at war.
Oh,
what happens if I do it before
war? You can't do anything for America until you're at war. When you're at war, you can come down into Brazil. That's a pro-allies territory.
Yeah.
You can fucking walk in, and you get these three guys and $2.
All right.
That's how pro-allies territories
work. You can't do anything.
For the 100th time.
You can't even go and sit in the mouth of fucking Gibraltar.
Well, you can.
No, you can't be one zone away.
But away from what?
Non-combat to there.
The shoreline of Europe.
You're not.
Well, that's not really Europe, is it?
That's an infantry. But he can't move, so that's going to be the infantry that stays. The rest of them are moving forward. This is the guy and the artillery that just came over from here. They can't go anywhere, but the rest of them are stacking up in Manchuria.
It's always like this at the beginning.
Yeah, so many fucking planes to fly for.
Control the Burma.
I have to. The rest of China's fucking useless, but Burma, the Burma Road. Saves me two fucking Chinese cocks fucking me. And if you don't know, I don't like to be fucked by Chinese.
Well, I gotta run down. If I had a choice, I'd probably go with the Chinese.
You go, where you go?
With the stereotype.
Yeah, we gotta go down there too. Actually, yeah. Now that I'm done and you got your horse shit to do, why don't we get her.
Let's go.
You take care of whoever's turn it is right now.
Well, it's the States. I gotta purchase for the States and then UK.
See that boy, don't
China. Oh, I mean. China. And then UK, so I'm busy for a while. Can I give you some money so you can pick me up some beers?
Mm-hmm. Just okay. Hang on, let me do my shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went down and did my football fix. Get in the store, spend 15 minutes, do all my picks. I changed my jeans before I went out. Fuck, all my money's at the house.
Oh,
I miss my picks now.
Bird.
But I lose every time anyways. So.
Well, States, can they declare? They can declare war on Germany, can
it's a couple on the 4 o'clock.
They can't declare war on Germany until Germany declares war on them.
I cut up
America can declare war on whoever they want as long as somebody declares war on them.
The UK falls.
All right, let me explain it. Russia can only declare war once they have war declared on them.
What? I was saying goodbye. What?
Russia can only fucking declare war if they have war declared on them. If Japan fights them, that does not mean they can declare war on Germany. They're at war with Japan.
Right.
They cannot attack Germany until Germany attacks them first. Or
that's
Italy.
Right. Or after round...
Or after round four, or during
of
their
purchase
round four, right.
Of, yeah.
No. Yes, at the beginning of purchase for Russia, they can declare war in round four, if nobody's attacked them yet. Or if London falls... Then Russia can declare war.
Or if London falls.
America can declare war on anybody they want if London falls, or if anybody declares war on them. If Japan declares war on America, then America can declare war on Germany, Italy, and Japan, not just Japan. They're a different case. And if... If UK attacks Japan... Then America's not at war.
Okay.
Then Japan and UK are at war.
Okay.
But if Japan attacks ANZAC, UK, or America, then they can all declare war on freely.
Okay. And if nothing is done at the fourth round of purchase, I can declare war.
During collect income phase round three, America can declare war. Units of round four, Russia can declare war.
Right. Okay.
Now...
We should know this. It's only been 2 years.
We haven't played this in a long time.
I know.
And when you're playing the computer, everything's taken care of for you. You don't have to think about it.
No, you have to declare war. You can declare war.
Yes, you can.
And then I never have.
Right, but then all the other relationships are taken care of for you. You don't have to think in your head, oh, wait, are we at war with this guy? You're either allowed to attack him or not. And you can't... You have to do declarations of war on that AAA game. At the beginning of your turn?
That's right.
If you don't do that, and then you go on to combat move and try to attack, you can't attack.
You get the X and the little red dot. Okay, I'm going to purchase, and then... is anybody getting hungry?
Yeah, I will. I'm fucking... I got 100 million things to do. I'm Germany and Japan, man.
You're Italy, too.
This is my bank money. Okay, I got $60 then.
How was your night last night?
Yeah, it was all right.
Make 200?
Fucking hating driving cab, man. I hate it. I need a different job.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Well, why don't you put your application in at what's your call it there?
Yeah, I did. They said fuck off.
Did right. they really?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What you call it? What is that?
The hospital.
Because you gotta clean up puke and shit. There's no fucking
Who
job.
Who cares, man?
I care. I'm not cleaning up puke and for shit.
For $20 an hour, I'd suck it up with a straw. With your mouth.
That's going on the fucking recording. Good day. You explain to your listeners how you want to...
I said with your mouth.
Dear listeners, we have returned with upwards of $70 worth of alcohol.
I'll take this.
I'll do this.
Well, Dave, I wanted to ask you. Landed my American fighter here. That's okay?
No.
No.
I can't even...
You're neutral, dude. You cannot fucking land in Britain.
Can I come down here?
Yeah, that's water.
Can I land this in Anzac?
You can't land that thing in anything that's not American.
You are neutral.
That's what she said.
Somehow. On the... Europe side, Ray, as America, you can come out to 102 with anything
I know that.
Except transports. Over there, what's the fucking rule over there? It'll say on your thing.
Did you buy a destroyer for over here? Please tell me yes.
No, he can't attack me.
Yes, he can.
I can attack you whenever the hell I want to. You can't attack me when you want.
You got a destroyer you purchased down there you want to throw over here, big guy?
No, I didn't do that because I thought he couldn't attack me. I thought we weren't at war yet.
Germany can attack you whenever
you can
Germany
declare
feels
war. Like. We're not at war yet.
Right.
You have to declare war.
That's right.
So which means, I did not buy a destroyer.
The benefit to me to declaring war on the United States right now is
lots of dead
transports. Almost for free killing or transports.
That's what I'm saying. Did you buy a destroyer?
No.
You didn't buy a destroyer.
And I don't start with a destroyer down there?
You have a destroyer over there.
You do start with a destroyer right here in 64.
Yes, that's what I'm missing.
Yeah. Now you can come up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you have a destroyer on the other side?
Bring him up there, Mike.
You did non-com your destroyer up there already, did you?
No, I put it to here.
Okay, well then, you can't put it here and over there.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it came from here.
Listen to me. You didn't put the one down here?
No.
And you didn't move it over there?
No.
Okay, then. So you didn't put it there in setup?
No, this is the one. No, I just didn't put that down in setup. That's right.
Okay. Here's double check that it's there, but I'm almost 100% sure that it is supposed to be there. Double check your setup. And any questions you have about politics are on your setup card for the country you're asking about. Okay?
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
So, you America is not done. We thought maybe America would be done. Well, you're just about done. You just had questions about what you're allowed to do.
C-Zone 26. What C-Zone is that?
65.
So, Ray, what did you do with that fighter that was from Philippines?
Didn't see my hand.
Oh, okay. It can make it to... You can go to Guam.
I don't start with a destroyer in 64.
You don't?
No.
That's ridiculous.
It's the other game.
I thought you did. Oh, well.
No, that changes everything, then.
Changes some things. 2-3, you'd be in 64.
Yeah.
You're back to getting war declared on you.
That fucks me up over there.
Greg, I want you to stop fucking around on AAA and start playing Global more. You should know the rules for this game by now.
Yeah.
We're playing those goofy games that we're never going to be able to play.
Well, I can't really change my purchases now. So, I don't know. I'll take those three transports over here, I guess. And I'll have to move them back over there. Yeah. I didn't buy a destroyer for over there. I was not thinking about that yet. So, give me those. Please. Three of them. I'll have to move them around. I will drop destroyers next time, and I will chase him down and fucking kill him. So, if you declare war on me, then I can come over, right?
Then you can do whatever you want. Once you're a warrior, you're unlimited. But right now, You're not.
Well, you know what? I kind of want him to attack that over there.
It's up to you.
I want to tag it with one fucking transport sitting there.
Why not? There's a cruiser and a transport.
What did you do?
Well, I was going to put the three transports over there. I put them over here instead.
I don't know if they reach. Oh, you bought them. Okay.
Yeah, I bought them.
Oh, I thought you moved them. Okay.
That's the way it starts over there.
You can move everything over to the other side and fucking be ready for Japan. If you won't.
Actually, that's not a bad idea, too.
That's a silly idea.
Why? I can drop there all at once.
It was given to you by the enemy.
No, really, if I pull out of there, he won't have anything to attack. And then I can drop destroyers and everything. Actually, you know what? Fuck him. Leave him there. He can attack. Maybe I'll get one of them. Those destroyers are going to drop down there next time anyways. What am I collecting? Nothing's changed. Is it still 52? So if I've got the Burma Road, I can buy artillery and up?
And you get your $6 bonus.
Well, just artillery, right? Then I get my 6 bonus. That's a huge cock.
Lovely.
I can see you're going after.
We all know how much you love the huge cock.
Yes, you do know. I bet you do know. That's a good statement.
What I heard.
Word around the grapevine is. Around the grapevine.
Well, China, what do you think? Muggsy, I got nothing here. He's hit me on my pressure points, and he's sitting pretty, actually. I can't even
pretty gay.
Can't do anything in the north.
I don't
really have any.
Oh, look, Buffalo settled for a field goal. How surprising.
Yeah, fortify you, Mary's.
China can go into Manchuria.
Yep.
And I can go into...
Go into Burma once Japan and Britain are at war, but they can't yet.
I can go into Burma, and what was the other area?
Hong Kong, yeah.
Now that's down the road, let me tell ya.
Well, yeah, you can't do it right now anyway.
Holy fuck, you got a lot. What the fuck is that?
What is what? That's,
That's all going to Yunnan?
Quangzi. It will be going to Yunnan.
Yeah, I know. Holy shit.
Stock it up.
You'd be wise to do one thing, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
1, 2, 3, 4. 3 1s and a 3 versus 4 2s.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. You might have to.
What are you talking into here?
Nope.
Up here?
Nope.
Where are you talking?
Right here.
That's 3 1s and a 3. I can't get another 1 in there.
Yeah, into here because then it borders this factory. And if you walk into there, it's destroyed.
Yep, comes off the board.
That's the only thing I see that you could do combat-wise, and I think it's kind of a smart idea.
So there's 3 1s and a 3 against...
4 2s.
4 2s. If I leave anything, I might have to take a fighter. I could leave 1 infantry. I won't be able to walk anywhere. He'll just squeeze me out. That's a waste. If anything, put everything in Yunnan.
Well, put everything in Yunnan. It's dead. Actually, if you went here, it would reduce... Actually, yeah,
that's
I guess
I thought. If I
here.
Went there, it's adjacent.
Yeah.
It's a maybe, and I could bring 4 guys in there, but I was going to take 2 guys here, this guy, all of that, and the 4 guys that I built, and see if I can dip into fighting.
Yeah, but is there a ruling on if you have more than so many guys in a territory? No.
No, that's an anniversary.
Okay. So then, yeah, I guess.
You can stack them 20, 40 high in China if you want.
Hunan or whatever the heck it's called. You got to do it 4 1s and a 3. You got to take out 3 guys that's going to come in on you, because then you're killing planes. Otherwise, you're fucked.
That's the only thing.
It's high risk, but...
That is true. You were right the first time going into Hunan. I thought maybe if you forced his factory, you'd turn around. But he'll just place 3
guys. Yeah, he'll just... Because I'll leave only 1 guy. Yeah. He's going to hit me.
True that.
Because right now...
And block on Hopei so he can't fucking move
in. Yeah, later.
But, I mean, he'll still get in with...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's gonna.
But you can't get into Yunnan if you block your.
Well, that's what I was gonna say is your best move, because now that's taken four guys out of the Yunnan.
That's
fight next
guys
round.
That I don't have to hit. Right. All right, here we go. I need to roll like a champion.
Plus, he still might win, but he'll be taking fighters off.
And I rolled long all.
Hit.
You got one. I got four twos.
Yeah, I know I'm hitting it. I'm gonna eat after this.
In Hunan, I got one hit. Sure. We just got one?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Three ones, come on.
Hit one.
Yeah.
Hit two. Fucking right.
For you.
And a three.
Three twos. I got two of you.
Yeah. Got three, yeah.
Oh, you got them all.
Mm-hmm.
I got
good
two more.
Nice.
Oh my God, everything's fine.
Oh, look at that leaner. That's worth 2 points. Holy fuck, you're throwing shit around.
Put your buck back.
Buck back.
$1.
I don't want to lose my plane, so I'm gonna leave my plane here. This guy's coming here. This guy's coming here, and all of this shibby's going here. I will replace these four Chinese men with four discs, please, sire. Or a stack, possibly, and I'll keep it this end.
Yeah, there's no stack, buddy.
Buddy. Okay, so I got a stack
not
of one.
Until we start killing stuff.
You got some stack, right?
I got a stack, because a lot of my shit's dead. Or broken up.
Taking my buck back?
Hmm. Yep.
Am I at 10?
Yep.
Yeah.
Plus six. That's even more beer.
Burma.
Burma Road is open. China's done non-combat and collecting. UK is next. Go.
Just mine on this side.
I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do over here.
Do it successfully, whatever you do.
How many transports you got? One, two,
two, three.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What was that?
I don't know. Your destroyer should not be in 96. I think it should be in 78. Or 98, sorry.
Let me double check that.
I did, because that looks a little
could be 81.
Light. Egypt looks light as well.
What is it?
98?
98. Attack bomber. Sorry. Transport. Destroyer. Cruiser. Aircraft carrier.
You got no cruiser, man.
Oh, that's what I'm missing.
Wow. It's so much easier when the game sets itself up.
Isn't it? Are we at war?
Germany, Italy, and Britain are at war.
Yes, Italy is along with Germany.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Except we might have a situation where Italy is at war with Russia. And Germany isn't. Look at Ray go.
Well, I've lost it before. I don't want to lose it again.
Don't forget about self-propelled artillery.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's bought one yet.
No, not yet. That'll come. Once we get a little bit of cash in our pocket. Okay, this here is nothing. That's pro allies. That is a that's a non-com.
Gotta go in a non-com, yeah.
This here, that's true neutral. If I attack that,
gray bases.
All the true neutrals
become pro axis.
Become the other side. Mm-hmm. This is pro allies. I move in here in non-combat.
That's right.
This right here is pro axis, I need to take that in combat. And
I think it'd be wise to go to Greece at this in this one.
Pardon me?
I think it'd be wise to go to Greece.
Oh, you mean on your side of the board? Well.
What are you doing with your transports over there? One, two.
Well, I can come in here.
You can't
get
to there at all.
Why not?
Because you have nobody to get there.
Yeah, you're right here.
Hmm?
One transport, an offshore barrage.
Oh, there you go.
And a fighter. Fighter? One, two, three, four. Northern. Yeah, Transjordan.
We're sitting here. I suppose you could attack Iraq.
Probably better off to go into Persia with your transporter.
Well, I have to pay attention down here. I got to leave myself in a defensive stance, but I think I got enough equipment that I could come over here and whittle.
Both sides?
Yeah,
both sides?
No, you just need to own Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. Oh, okay. And that's a 1, 2, 3, and I'm there to.
Or do you? Fuck.
Yeah, it's Gibraltar.
Up there, it's Denmark and the Baltic state.
I think this is both sides.
It's just. Gibraltar.
No, this is the only one that's both sides. Oh, okay. You get on Gibraltar there to get through.
So then I can
and subs can go through.
Yes. Take out this and this, I think.
Yeah, hit his navy. Hit whatever transport you can. Keep him from fucking moving around. Malta has an air base.
No, they took it out. I don't think there is anymore. Used to be an air base there, I think, but not anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of bullshit.
Well,
it'd be nice because it could land in Egypt. So they took away an infantry from Egypt and took the air base from Malta, which allows you to fight from Malta to the shores of Italy and then back to Cairo.
You gotta take out some transports. Just keep picking out his transports.
Yeah, no, I want to take out both.
Mm-hmm. Both well, he's got too many. He's got 3 transports.
And possibly leave this here. I'll take a fighter to leave a boat here so he can't come.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody,
do you think I should attack this or what?
5, 6.
Hey? Do you think I should go into Iraq?
Oh, no, you don't.
Why not?
I think, yeah, you should take the pro-allies first and then go into Iraq.
Yeah.
And even when that happens, I can send you my mechanized infantry. Sure?
We need to control all of this right now.
Oh. That's what I'm saying to you. This is what I'm doing. Guys at home.
Mm-hmm.
8 guys at home, that's all I can buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to attack this, which is the one side of Italy. The Navy, the one with the battleship and the transport.
Mm.
And then I'm going to attack what's in the, off the shores of Malta.
Cruiser
96, no, a destroyer and a fighter. With my cruiser and this fighter. And then this fighter, from Gibraltar.
Oh, nice.
So a cruiser, fighter, on destroyer and transport. Fighter, attack bar, carrier,
everything.
Cruiser, destroyer, and on his transport and cruiser.
Battleship. Leaving him
leaving
with
just
this.
That. Yeah.
What's that, a cruiser, destroyer, and a sub?
Yeah. And transport, but then the French can still go. He might
that's right.
That.
Yeah.
If he doesn't pick on that, then he's gonna have fucking some kind of navy left. They're gonna come up. Those guys are gonna come up. Just stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring 2 guys back to here.
Mm-hmm.
Leave.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna do a little bit of land over to here.
Over here, I can't even do anything with. I'm ready to combat. I don't know about you.
Well, I'm purchased. Yeah, I know. I've
you still gone with the beer mugs, or you want some?
I will take some of that. I like to do a little mixture.
Grape?
No,
we'll save you some whiskey for later on.
Thanks.
Yeah.
When we're ready to send you home to Wendy, we'll get you all fucking whiskeyed up.
Oh, nice.
That is nice. Nice guy.
Beautiful thing. Pro.
Yeah, you can non-com into there, take it over.
I'm kind of doing it all at once right here because I don't really have any combat. I'm not rolling any dice on anything, so
okay.
I'm just going to move that up to there.
Just take that guy off and put a Brit unit on
yep.
top of there.
What are we doing with neutrals? You got a little box?
I'm throwing them in here.
Okay. They look cool, by the way.
I like them. They're fucking...
They look awesome.
Sweet. They're the Dutch neutrals from the HBG... neutral set.
Nice.
That's called Dutch soldiers in the thing anyway. But
where was that? Right here?
Yeah, right there. Undell it. Have Muggsy mark the board.
That's 2 for me,
hey,
Muggsy.
This is going to be a minor factory.
Oh, easy.
You fucking asshole.
The only one that's metal.
You're lucky. It's designed to come out.
Hey, remember the one podcast? Go back on it. That'll never come out. That's the only one.
Yeah, that'll never come out.
Well, what are you doing, putting it there?
No, it's minor now, because...
Right.
It fell. Now, where did these fucking chips come from? Smart ass.
I don't know about that.
Well, there's 2 fucking gray chips that you just knocked across the fucking table. We need to know where they came from. Bio. Ah, here. That's incredible. You knocked the chips out, but the infantry was still there.
That is incredible.
That is incredible. Wow. I'm amazing.
You're like a fucking ninja. A chip underneath a guy knocking out ninja.
Fucking right.
That's your new name.
Sweet. It's the best name ever.
Nobody's ever going to call you that, though.
Look at this. No ACAC, no nothing. This probably only happened once. Maybe not. Bone shit out of this.
Well, they gave the ball to Spiller and he got a first down. And they won't use him for the rest of the fucking game because Chan Gailey's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Runs all over everybody. Never fucking gives him the ball.
Actually, Doga should probably...
Yeah, thanks, CJ. Take the rest of the week off. Yeah, fucking asshole.
Fuck bombing that. I'm going to take all my aircraft and I'm going to fucking hit this battleship. This
nice. All right.
Three fighters and a bomber.
Touchdown, Bills!
I cannot come into China.
Knock him in.
The Brits?
You're knock not him right war, in. Unless you want to declare war on Japan. You can come in, but that's a declaration
I'm
of war.
I'm not declaring war, or else I would have done that at the beginning. I'm all done. How's the beans, okay?
I'm ready to go.
Why are there Chinese infantry in Britain? What the fuck are you guys doing?
Chinese.
You got Russian infantry in France. You got Chinese infantry in fucking Britain.
Probably from the dice being rolled all over the place.
And there's no goddamn French guys there either, so don't even do that.
Yeah, there is.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah, there was.
How many?
Three. There's two infantry in...
No, Britain. There's not three French fucking infantry in Britain. What are you doing?
French, United Kingdom. Two infantry and a fighter.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Oh, that's Norm, man.
Call him bullshit.
Norm!
Did you take one infantry off of the Egypt?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I could go after Taborak.
Do it. Tobruk.
Taborak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Negative. That's stupid.
That is really awfully fucking thin in Egypt.
That's awfully dumb. Just like the dumb guy. The guy's not very bright. Mm-hmm. We should play a game where we can move our factories.
There's a national objective for Russia for that.
Mobile factory.
42. Take your factories. Actually, I think it's from Revised. That one on the wall. Where you can move your factories.
I'm done. Ready for a fight? You want to fight me?
That's hot.
Yeah.
Where's the mobilization cock?
They're both on my side because the designer of the game thinks that everyone sits at the
same table. Carrier has no attack, right?
That's probably why I'm having a hard time.
Hey, carrier has no attack.
Because when I play so much AAA, I'm always looking at on the other side of the board now.
Well, that's
I had to go over there and take a look.
Two hits.
To understand.
You had some chicks clock.
We're in the middle of round one.
All right. I'm ready. Start with this battle up here. And season 110.
Good luck.
The channel. Three fighters and a bomber trying to take out a battleship. 3-3. Aimed by 4 to cash. Hit. Battleship's dead.
Nice.
Like dead battleships.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. The better I like keeping all my planes. Alright, right down here. Off the shores of Malta. Malta.
Hang on. You're attacking me here. Fuck. I'm scrambling fighters up.
Scrambling. Fuck.
That's supposed to be done already.
Negative.
Not attacking me.
Don't fuck around.
3-4. Or 2-3.
Hit everything.
Malta.
Come on now, mugs.
I don't mean all of that.
Okay. Who went right? What? Oh. Malta? Okay, got a 2. Is that a 2?
Yeah.
It's a 2. I missed.
Alright, attack of nothing. I got a 2.
Good luck down there.
2-3s. 4s. I got 3 hits. Whew. 3-3-4s. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, cool. Oh, I should have brought. Oh, why didn't I do that? For Germany. Fuck, stupid.
Yeah, for the. Yeah.
units.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
One, two, three, four.
You got one unit left. Oh, no, you can take two hits on the aircraft carrier.
One, two.
And you got me three, right? Yeah, I can afford to take a hit there. Take the cruiser off and the fighter.
Nice. One, two, three.
You know what? If you leave that cruiser there, he's going to attack it anyway, so take the cruiser, because at least he can fly your planes out
of here. Yeah, but the cruiser, if I actually end up getting to keep something, cruiser keeps the transport from coming over to here.
Ah. Good call.
So, yeah, I got to take a three. But the limited, now I got two threes.
Yep, take it. It defends at a four. Better off keeping the cheaper fighter.
True. It does defend at a four. True.
Unless you do strategic bombing.
You're worried about defense now. So I'd keep the fighter.
Yes. Agreed. Two threes.
Staying in.
Staying in. Two threes. Got a catch.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got two fours.
See, one miss.
Two miss.
No, I got one.
Oh.
No.
That's too bad. My transport would have lived.
Good work, Muggsy, man.
Oh, gosh. Why didn't I bring a fucking fighter down from Germany?
And that's a convoy disruption. I'm sure it won't be there at the end, but got rid of his fighters.
That's good, man. That's good. That's real good.
What did he have there? An aircraft carrier?
No, he had
a battleship, a cruiser, a destroyer, and a transport.
Nice.
Good for us.
Dumb. I should have brought German fucking planes down. I got two sitting there doing nothing. Fuck.
Yes, you should have.
This is where teammates come in handy. Oh, I'm gonna halfway decent baby from Italy still.
Till the next country goes.
He has to land there because he can't. He could land in Alexandria, but that'd be stupid. He could land in Syria. Suppress?
Cyprus.
Cyprus.
Okay, UK, are you done? You done fucking around?
Mm-hmm. Gotta pile my fighters back.
Landing all your shit, maybe you should get a pawn out for Britain.
The only thing is now he can take Gibraltar, which fucks us. If he wants to go that way, it'd be a homo. Should not be surprised.
Did they get the ball back? What the fuck is going on?
Alright, I'm done.
Oh, fucking New England's got the ball. Italy shall go on and collect for Japan. What a piece of shit I am. Yeah, I'm gonna leave southern France for the Germans.
Well, it'd be kinda nice to have a factory down there for Germany.
Yeah, since the Italian Navy's fucked up now. Did you collect Britain?
I did.
I just knocked it down.
What's Ron at? 17?
Yeah. That's it for Italy. When I make that foolish mistake again.
He's splitting up his Navy, Muggsy.
What foolish mistake is that?
Have to. Your fucking Navy's all split up. Can't let you have all the fun. I got two twos on the French Navy here. Got one. You got a two and a three.
Two. And a three.
Got one.
Oh, prick.
You got a two. Hit. And it's dead because you took your destroyer out.
Wait, I changed my mind.
Never mind. I got a three and a four on your three. Fucking missed. Unbelievable.
Boom.
Come on.
Three. Hit.
Yep.
Okay, so. Taking the bomber off, man. I need.
That's a beauty bomber.
Okay, so those guys survived that came across.
What color is your Italians there, Dave?
What do you mean?
What's the color called?
Is it Humbro? Is it the Humbro paint?
Yeah, they're Humbro. I got fucking 17 different fucking greens. I don't know what the hell the different names are.
The Italian, that color, that sand or whatever?
That's sand.
Is it sand?
Yeah, that one's sand. I thought you meant the uniforms. Okay, Yugoslavia. A one, two twos, and a three.
Fuck you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt. Fucking hit this fucking motherfuckers. I lightened them up for you with the fucking Germans and
come on,
fucking
hit nothing.
Three fucking rounds it takes me to hit one fucking guy. Bullshit. Italy's getting fucked up the ass right now. Two. Three. Miss again. Two fucking goddamn fucking infantry I gotta fucking kill. Fuck you, you piece of shit. You gotta fucking earn it. Germany's taking it next time. I ain't fucking around. Fucking clogged gun fucking Italian fucks. Greece. 2-1s.
These are so hot.
2-2s.
I know.
Oh, so yeah, hot. Fucking great. Yeah. No fucking hits.
Where?
In Greece.
Oh, the poor
guy. Now I gotta kill twice as many guys.
Got your ones.
Mm-hmm. This guy? This fucking useless guy that can't fucking hit anything? That one?
Yeah, that's a guy.
Okay. One. 2-2s. Yeah. Fucking eat a cock, you motherfucker.
How many? A bag full?
That's fucking twice with the same fucking attack. Two infantry, two artillery, and a tank. Two fucking opening rounds of nothing.
Life's pretty bad, Dave. I miss.
One. Two.
I only hit one out of eight. That's pretty bad. It's about the same as you.
Unbelievable. This tank can't fucking hit. Shit. We got one, finally. 2-2s and a 3. Yeah, nothing. 3, miss. Yeah, of course. Why would a tank hit? Why would a fucking tank not hit 3 fucking times in a row?
Yeah. And I just hit 3.
Everything dies. Fuck you. That's it. Italy is not attacking anything for the rest of the fucking game. Fucking losers that cannot fucking hit anything. Un-be-fucking-leavable.
Oh, pretty bad, dude.
Fucking Germany's got to do everything for you. Fucking... I can't fucking believe that.
Me neither. There's some tough motherfuckers down there.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Fucking neutrals.
The painted pieces.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we don't see much action. We might as well make it worth it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Fuck. Just
for that boy.
Unbelievable. Okay. I guess Germany's got to do everything for you. Italy. Good job, Mussolini. Do you know what's interesting? I follow on Twitter... 1940 tweets, fucking World War II live tweet or whatever.
Yeah.
The guy fucking goes day by day. It's 1940. What happened today, 1940? And in the last fucking week, they're going over the Italians attacking Greece. Got their asses handed to them.
Today?
Well, the last week. Okay. This, they're now 7 years ago, getting their ass kicked just like I did.
That's awesome.
Useless pieces of shit. Okay.
Greeks are fucking tough, man. And they make good foods.
So. Anzac in France. I'm done. I've placed units. I've not combed.
France has a lot to do.
Yeah, France actually does. Oh no, I got another fight here in Tunisia. Watch me not kill a French guy. And watch that one French guy kill two Italians. Yeah, boxcars. Good. Roll a 2, please. Two. Yeah. Missed.
Hit.
Yep. Missed.
Missed. Hit.
Yeah. One French guy kills two more Italian guys.
I like the sound of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's another fucking fight here. I forgot about. 2-1s. 2-2s. Of course not. Oh, another one. And a 3. Yeah. Fucking cocksucking motherfucker.
Hit one.
I can't fucking believe this. 2-1s. Oh, I fucking hit somebody with an Italian unit. 2-2s. Oh, there we go.
Alright.
Fucking horse shit.
Worth nothing?
Yeah. That's why I hit. Because it's fucking worth nothing. France is gonna have their fucking way with Africa. Italy's done. 10 bucks. No bonuses. Gibraltar, Southern France, Greece, and Egypt. No. Algeria, Morocco, Oh, I get fucking $11. That's awesome. How am I up to 11? Where did I get a dollar? Oh, there. Oh, there's another fight. I could forget all kinds of fights. I got a 1 and 2 2s.
I'll blame it.
Gotcha. Of course you fucking killed a goddamn fighting guy. That's where the other one was. Down here. Put the wrong doll in the wrong spot. Okay. I'm up another one.
$12. What a fucking load of horse shit.
That's the worst Italian turn I've ever seen in my fucking life. His infantry killed everything. Everything.
Oh, I didn't put these down.
Don't put them down then, because I don't care.
I care.
I'm so mad.
What happened down here? Well, he cleaned you out, so what's the problem?
Cleaned me out where?
I cleaned him out nowhere, dude. Good. He fucking killed everybody. Those neutral guys fucking killed everybody that came after him. Everybody.
Wow, eight guys in the
Navy. I killed one fucking neutral infantry. That's it. In two countries.
Holy shit.
I killed eight.
I pulled a tank out. You killed fucking two infantry and an artillery in Yugoslavia, two infantry and artillery and a tank in Greece. Oh. And I killed one infantry in each of those countries.
That's disgusting. And he lost down here, too. I got a Navy still in the med. Oh. If that can reach his navy to kill it. Holy fuck. Wait, did you place? Yeah, I placed.
All I'm about was a fighter.
You did place. His navy's dead.
The fucking French infantry here killed an artillery and an infantry. Two infantry here killed fucking two fucking Italian infantry here. Like, fuck. Unbelievable. Worst fucking turn I've ever seen.
Again, Anzac can't really do anything, can I?
Then do it quickly, because we're fucking like 2 hours into round one.
Oh, you're done over there?
Yeah, I'm done. You should have been going while I was doing Italy.
I was going. I was upstairs.
Always do that as Anzac. Fucking go while Italy's crying like a little bitch. Anzac might as well be fucking asses over here.
The French. Even though it doesn't give them any money. You're going to go here. You can take territory over when you don't have your capital.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a French Rondell. That's so stupid.
I know. The only time you'll ever see one on the board.
Then just a bunch of non-con, I guess. Oh, wait, I got a fighter. I can't do anything.
How about your developments?
After the Italian turn, I want to join the Allies.
Ugh. The developments are $5?
Yeah, dice.
And is it just dice or do you...
We'll do scientists where you keep the fucking dice, because buying disposable dice is the stupidest fucking rule ever.
What do you mean?
Well, once you...
Paying $5 and you've missed, it's gone forever, that's stupid. That's a fucking waste of money. It's garbage.
That's why it's such a risk.
Fuck risk. Risk is for stupid people. Take a beer cap, put a fucking rondelle under in it, and you get it until you get your fucking...
No, we don't have any beer caps anymore.
I got an entire fucking Kleenex box full of beer caps, dude.
Oh, right on.
You need a beer cap?
I need a beer cap.
Let me hook you up.
Do the beer cap.
Just a beer... Do the beer cap. Bow, bow. Ah, dog, look what you're doing now.
Big-a-dig-a-dump. Take a dump.
Take a dump. Do the beer cap. Meow, meow.
I'm so fucking pissed off. Oh my god.
I don't blame you.
No, you should be, Dave. It's about time.
What are you doing?
I might want to take a stab at a fighter for shits and gigs, bud. This guy's just gonna die anyways. Be nice to take down a piece of Luftwaffe as opposed to a fucking infantry. And I'm gonna do that. I can almost take a fighter too, try to kill both of them. What do you think about that?
I think I'll miss twice and you'll probably kill both of them.
No, this is Germany we're talking about, not Italy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. know what? I think I might. Fuck, this fighter's just going to be in defense, but I got a lot of guys there.
I got two of them. Do I get both of them?
I think you only buy one at a time with caps, don't you?
Yeah, you only get one.
Well, I bought two.
Well, I think you get it.
You get a development. You don't get two.
But they're both gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Buy one at
thank
time.
You, sir.
Yeah, last start over. Choose your chart. Roll your fucking dice, Rance.
Naturally. August Richard.
Two. Hit. And a three.
Oh.
Three and a four.
One hit.
One of you.
Chart two, Dougie. Chart two, number four.
Hey, France box, please.
And I just sliced my tongue open with a fucking sunflower seed shell. Even better.
Not a good day.
Not yet. Round one, I want to quit.
Huh. I got anti-aircraft three guns now four. Defend at two.
Yeah. Counting the artillery, I've got 23 guys there. Even if you bought, what did you say, you had 63? Seven transports, 14. Plus a bunch of fighters. This would be one less fighter. Miss. Fuck. I heard if you miss something.
For a four. Gotcha. Sure.
Thanks.
What'd you do? Did you get anything?
I got a one fighter. I got an attack.
Good.
You got rid of attack bomber. Now move your fucking thing up here. Yeah. Oh, French fucking Rondell on the board. Unbelievable.
These fucking...
It's pretty sweet, actually.
These pranks... Can these guys share water, Dave's, I guess, eh?
Yeah. What'd you develop? Radar.
Okay. Yeah.
Radar!
Doesn't help me much, yeah.
No.
The fuck, eh?
You rolled 2 6s against fucking radar.
Yeah. I spent $2. I mean, $10.
$10, yeah. What else do you do for hands-on?
Can't spend $10.
Oh, you can't? Am I getting $5 back? Is that what you're saying? I thought you could buy two dice.
Okay. They're $5 each.
All right. So I bought two of them and I got them.
I'm confused.
And I'm collecting.
You start for $10. You buy two dice instead of anything else.
I'm going to buy one. I thought we talked.
No, you can buy as many as you want.
Yeah. You just put them in separate beer caps. I mean, mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. What's Anzac got over
whatever,
there?
Whatever, man.
$10. Okay, round one is done.
Round one's done. Let's wrap up a little fucking short summary of what the fuck happened.
The beans were good.
Good.
The beans were good. That was our breakfast lunch. Germany,
That sounded heavy.
Rolled really fucking well first round, except in Normandy.
Where it ended up costing them a plane.
Mm-hmm. Germany, like a fucking idiot, forgot to fly his two Eastern Front planes down to Italy to defend, and...
They're fucked...
Italy's navy's fucked now. They got a sub and a cruiser left with one transport. Italy came into Yugoslavia and Greece and got one hit in each fucking territory and wiped out all their fucking guys. They got beaten down by a Frenchman in Tunisia.
Who went on to take a point?
Yeah, there was a French rondelle on the board, people.
We used to take that point down. Did you do that?
I didn't.
Oh, recapping round one, which took 2 hours.
Yeah, longer than that.
The States just simply built a
humongoid navy.
On the West Coast, added transports, pulled the ships back from Hawaii, basically just built the force up and waiting. A couple of vessels from Philippines went down and sitting in the same waters with Anzac, which pulled up to Queensland. Anzac didn't do too much. They got a development. They got radar. Big fucking deal.
Radar. Rolled 2 6s. Bought 2 dice. Rolled 2 6s.
Yeah, well, I was looking for, something other than radar.
Yeah.
Like ship.
Well, it's out of the way now.
It's out of the way. I don't need that anymore. As far as the Brits in the center of the board, they're looking good. The Rons, we call them Rons in the west and the Jacks in the east.
Atlantic, I guess, or not really. But
well, you got that backwards. That's the west and that's the east. You're looking at top down.
We're going to convert.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess that.
Rons in the east.
Jacks in the west. And the Jacks in the west did nothing. They lost all their navy over here.
Well, they fucking wiped out Italy's navy mostly.
But they wiped out Italy's navy in the Med, pretty much. They've got cruising a destroyer and a transport sitting in south side of the Suez, with a cruiser still sitting in 96 off the shores of Malta, and prepared for sea lined.
Yep.
Just in case it happens, I got a shit ton of guys stacked in London in case Germany wants to buy a bunch of transports.
Yep.
Other than that, there's not a whole lot. Russia just defended themselves, bought nothing but infantry, put guys out there, because he's got a factory down in fucking Romania like a cock.
To sum it up, Italy struggled a little bit.
A lot. Japan's doing average and Germany's doing a little above average, yeah.
So chug a lug of poke toke, eat, sleep, repeat.
That's right, next week we'll be round two. See you later.
So long, peepage.
Alright.
Now, prep all your joints?
It's time to, yeah, time to prep. Prep that shit, man.
Save all the burps one time. I'm gonna put them all at the end after the fucking bugle, the end of the podcast. All the muggy,
I'd love to hear that. That'd be fucking hilarious.
That was a fart, gross. Actually, by the way.
That was a fart. Yes, I know.
Did you save them too?
I'm just gonna come from. Lovely.
Here's one for you, Dave. How about that?
Lovely. Your pop.
Your pop.